Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 31. Sergeant Mike asks, I am finding that I have too much dialogue in my novel. How do I balance keeping a consistent point of view and avoid passive voice without overusing dialogue? Well, Sarge, I don't know how you could have too much dialogue in your novel unless you're recounting conversations as if you're a court reporter. As long as the dialogue's good, too much dialogue is fine. It'll propel people forward really, really well. In terms of a consistent point of view, that's all about how you write. If you're writing a subjective point of view as opposed to an omniscient point of view, you need to keep your eyes, ears, hands, nose, mouth, and emotions firmly rooted in the head of the character whose point of view you're writing from. And if you need to switch to a different point of view, you add a line break. The rules for omniscient are a little different. Omniscient is one of those extremely difficult to get right techniques that everyone tries at the very beginning because it looks so much easier than subjective, and then everyone avoids through the middle of their career because they've found out the hard way that it's so much harder than subjective, and then a lot of people wind up circling back around to at the end of their career once they have learned how to manage things, and then they do some fantastic things. However, the key to keeping point of view right is just to practice. You have to practice and be merciless with limiting the information you convey to your audience to the things that are accessible to that character whose point of view you're in. It sounds like you're having trouble sort of envisioning things. You may do well to read some people who are really good at action and non-dialogue type of writing, hanging out in your head type of writing, and study the way they do it. I don't know who you tend to read for pleasure. You've mentioned elsewhere that you write military science fiction, so you may want to try Robert Heinlein. He was very, very good at this, and he did, after all, invent the military SF genre. Joe Haldeman was pretty good about it, though he's not quite my speed. Oddly, one of the best consistent point of view people I have ever read is Ian Fleming. He is fantastic at the constrained point of view. The James Bond novels, for all their anachronisms and the thick late empire racism that suffuses everything in them, are fantastic examples of constrained point of view writing that manages tension and pacing and action beautifully. Those are some recommendations off the top of my head. Feel free to go elsewhere, but it sounds like you want to pick a couple of pieces of writing and really study them. Go over them several times and figure out what it is that you're seeing that's working for you. And pretty much any really competent current author will be good at this. Others that are popping into mind. Ken Follett is wonderful for this. Clive Cussler is very, very good. James Patterson, whose writing I can't stand, is very, very good about this. As is Lee Child, whose writing sometimes really grips me and sometimes just leaves me cold. Pick a book that you love, although if you're someone who has stories ruined for them by watching the machinery move, maybe pick a book that you like and read through it for these things and take it apart to see how it works. And by take it apart, I mean study it on a sentence-by-sentence basis. Write it out yourself. Try changing things in it to see what it does. Make that piece of writing your doctoral thesis so that you can discover and internalize some of the stories they're using. Now, as far as passive voice, if you want to avoid passive voice, first of all, you're in the wrong game. You have to use passive verbs as a fiction writer or you will exhaust your audience. Writing without passive verbs is how you write advertising sales copy. And if you think you could suffer through a whole novel of,
in a world where things go bad, one man has one job to make things go right,
then you're kidding yourself. Nobody can sit through a novel of that. It will wear you out. But that said, there's a vast gulf between not using passive voice and overusing passive voice. And I suspect it's overusing passive voice that you're more worried about. So, you may want to practice writing in E-prime, just for writing exercises. E-prime, you can look it up on Wikipedia, is a version of the English language without passive verbs. It's the version of the English language that you want to use to write sales copy. Basically, you avoid all state of being verbs, including those hidden in contractions. So you will avoid be, was, am, can be, will be, anything that has or implies be. Anytime someone is being, they are not doing. So you want to avoid state of being verbs in order to stick in the active voice. And doing exercises in E-prime is an excellent way to do that. Other than that, I've got a few other things coming up to mind, like talking about the importance of sensory detail and using paragraph length and sentence length to govern the flow of your scenes. But those actually are all things that Ian Fleming does really well. So my homework assignment for you, Sarge, and anyone else who wants to work on this, is to go pick up Casino Royale, the book, the first James Bond novel, and read it through. It's a very short read. It's a rather gripping read, even if you've seen the film. And there is a lot of fantastic craft on display there. So, good luck with that, and I'll see you tomorrow.
NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.